You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We have jammed phone lines with people who want to chat, say hello for No Filter Friday. So just be aware, everybody, that we might hurry you along because we want to try to get in as many as possible. We're not being rude.
No.
We just want to. Now, some, we can't help it. We spend longer because your stories intrigue us. But we're going to try to get to as many as we possibly can. Meredith was the first one through. Meredith, good morning to you.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Oh, we're so good. We can hardly stand it. So what's on your mind?
Well, just a little sad from the Avs loss last night.
Huge
hockey fan, and that was really heartbreaking.
Yeah, you're like our producer, Josh. He loves the Avs. And
we should probably put you back on hold and let you talk to Josh, and you two can cry in your beer together.
Well, I have a kind of a cool story about how I became a hockey fan.
Okay.
So my fifth grade teacher gave us all a player, and we had to track their stats, ice time, penalty minutes, and everything. And so we did graphs and charts and percentages, and my dad took me to a game, and we never stopped. So that's what 25 years ago, I think.
Oh, look at that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I love that.
So, you know,
I like the way
fun.
Yeah, I love the way teachers come up with creative, fun ways to get kids engaged in the lesson. And learning stats and stuff by doing something like that is a great idea.
And then they would check you as you leave class. They check you into the wall. Like, go home and do your homework.
Yeah, and when a kid got in trouble in the classroom, did they have to sit in a penalty box?
That would have been epic. I was a teacher. I should have done that.
That's funny.
A good friend of mine for years and years, I think she's an instructional teacher now, but for years and years she had a classroom full of sixth graders. And anytime a kid got in trouble, she was a huge fan of the Colorado Mammoth, you know, the lacrosse team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And anytime a kid in her classroom got in trouble, they had to go sit out in the hall, and the rest of the class would yell in unison, "Get in the box!"
Yes.
Like they do at Mammoth games.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, that's funny. Awesome.
Well, Meredith, we appreciate you calling. Hopefully,
feel better.
Shift your cheering over to the Nuggets for tonight, okay?
Yes, will do.
Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate your time very much. Here comes Mike. Hello, Mike. Welcome.
Come on, boys. How are you?
Good,
wait,
buddy.
Wait a minute. Before you say anything, ask Josh if he got everybody's phone number.
I was just texting him. Yeah, thumbs up.
He got everybody's phone number.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Come on. Hey, earlier this week, I think you guys were talking about polo shirts and how you didn't like them, blah, blah, blah.
No, I like them. Tom hates them.
Yeah, Jeremy loves them. I can't stand them.
I'm fine with the polo shirt.
Okay, well, 48 years ago, I won a KIMN t-shirt. But I'm thinking it's time to upgrade it.
Are you trying to mooch some free t-shirts off us, Mike?
He sure is. That's exactly what he's doing.
Yes, sir.
How did you win it 48 years ago?
What'd you do?
They had a contest that was like the eighth caller, and I was 14 years old at the time, and I ended up winning it.
Really?
I was very excited, just so you know.
I'd be more impressed if you still had it.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, I don't.
You don't, huh?
Well, here's the problem. See, so we are owned by Slapshot Broadcasting, and they just signed a new third-string point guard, and so we can't get T-shirts for
a while.
We
have no T-shirts, Mike.
Yeah.
We're not even joking.
That's okay, though.
Yeah, no T-shirts.
I appreciate the offer, though. That's okay.
Well, we didn't offer
you anything.
There was zero offer on our end, Mike.
Yeah, we didn't offer anything.
No.
Was there a Big Kim chicken on that shirt?
Yes, there was.
I wish you still had that.
Yeah, dang it.
Oh, well.
Well, Mike, I'm glad you called. I wish we had another shirt, but we don't. They won't let us have them. So
that's all right. I appreciate it, though, guys.
Thank you for listening,
see ya, Mikey.
Buddy. We appreciate you. You know, once
I appreciate the offer.
Yeah. Many years ago, this is a true story. Many, many years ago, we wanted to run a full page back when there were still newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to run a full page newspaper ad because the company that owned us at the time would not agree to do any advertising for our show.
Yeah.
And so we did a thing almost like, and this was before GoFundMe or Kickstarter or anything like that. We did a thing where we asked our listeners to donate money to get us a full page ad. And they did.
Brilliant.
And we ran a full-page ad in the Denver Post that was paid for entirely by listeners.
I love
My
that.
Question to you, Jeremy, is do we now ask our listeners to pony up so that we can get T-shirts to give away?
Yes, absolutely. We have to start a GoFundMe for T-shirts. We don't have any T-shirts. We don't have stickers. None. We don't have chapstick. Nothing.
But we got a third-string point guard.
Good guy.
He's a really good guy. Megan, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're happy. It's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Believe me, it has been a week.
Girl, what's going on? You can feel free to vent.
Well, I don't need a vent because it's been a great week. It's just been a long week. So,
what's on your mind today? Why are you calling us? What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about how amazing art is. So I am an art therapist, but this week I started a pretty intense week of summer camps for kids. So from Monday through Friday, from 9 to 4, I've been doing summer camps, doing art with kids. And my goodness, it has been
That's
a very, very long week.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm getting that. So, I'm getting the feeling from you that it's been a long week.
So you kind of need to
do that idea.
You need to do your own art therapy then, right? You need to go somewhere alone and paint.
So what kind of art would you create this weekend to get over this long week? What would Megan choose?
Yeah, what's your go-to?
Oh goodness, painting to music is always kind of my
painting to music.
What music?
It kind of depends on what mood I'm in, and that's
this weekend. What would it be after a long week? What music would you put on this weekend?
I think I would probably just put on some classical music and get out some watercolors and just let it flow.
Same. That's
really
what I was planning on doing tomorrow.
You know what I say, Jeremy? Let it go, let it flow. Those are words to live by.
Well, Megan, with my kids, I always say embrace your inner alpha and just let it go.
Inner alpha.
Perfect.
All right.
Elsa, yeah.
Oh, inner Elsa.
Frozen.
Inner Elsa. Yes, Frozen. You know, I have
kind of like your inner alpha. That's for people who are like leaders of the pack
Elsa
or something.
Let it go.
Megan, you are delightful.
That'll be my
I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the work you do with kids, and have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too. I've been listening since you were Dom and Jane.
Lot to us. Thank you. I hope you. Jane's the one I was referencing when I said we needed a full page ad.
That's right.
Way to go, Megan. We're going to try to squeeze in three more if we can. Jamie, Shelby, and Trevor, if we can. Is it Jamie? Are you Jamie or Jaime?
Yes, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
It is actually spelled like Jaime, though. I want a T-shirt, by the way, with both your heads right on it. Like your faces. Strategically placed, you know?
Really?
When did we do those shirts?
Was that when we got our new logo? We had the listeners design a logo for us?
Oh, that's fun. All right.
We're moochers.
I know you guys are busy this morning, but we're having a parking war where I work, which is just always so fun. So we used to have a person that was next door that was very cool that would allow people to kind of park in their overflow, you know, parking.
Yeah.
They sold somebody else's in there. And unfortunately, where we have kind of open parking, another company got into that unit that's kind of more landscape construction. So they get there super early in the morning and they're taking all of like the visitor spots. So, so then the guy that moved in next door to us stores things at his building. He's not actually there. They literally use it as storage. So the rest of the, employees kind of the other businesses that need, somewhere to park are like, okay.
So you don't have anywhere to park?
Right. Well, we were parking over in his little area, in the little overflow. And then we get to work the other day and he's got a truck and a trailer parked like long ways, blocking off all of the spots, and then comes out with this. He wants to charge people $40.
What a jerk.
I know. And he's not even using the spots. Like, he literally stores stuff. I'm like, what the heck? It's just getting ridiculous. And there's like really nowhere
$40. $40 a day? A week?
Month?
I didn't even clarify it. I was just like, what? Like, I just was like, where is the humanity? Like, can we just have people?
There's nobody else there.
Oh, the humanity. That's
the humanity.
I would quit. Why don't you just quit your job?
We have to leave our spots for our customers. And then there is like an HOA that monitors the thing. But I'm like, do you actually own your spots? Or is that like something?
Is he just being
different?
A jerk? He's just being
a... Right. You see what I'm saying? Like, is it your... Do you own it? Like, can you actually charge? Is that even... Jeremy, don't you know this with your HOA?
I don't know about this stuff.
Go march. Go march over there. You know, march over there with your hands on your
hips. I have a question.
And I demand to know whether you have the legal right to sell these parking spaces.
And then call us back. I even have a lightsaber and everything for my friend.
Go out there and chase him with your lightsaber. I think that's going to solve the problem.
That's fantastic. Listen, you made our day. Thank you for listening and thanks for calling, Jamie.
Thank you,
okay?
Thank you.
That guy's a jerk.
Or is he? Or is he just...
Or unless they are his spots.
Or is it brilliant?
Oh, I got to know now.
Mm-hmm. Shelby, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're good. Oh,
we're
my
great.
Gosh, it's Shelby. What's
Hi.
Going
What's on?
On?
Yes,
What's on your
today?
Mind today?
What's up? I was just calling because my husband and I just last night got approved for a home loan, and we've been trying for many years.
Now you just got to find a home. Dom and I were just talking off the air about how the average home price in Colorado is $700,000 now.
That's something.
How big is your loan? How big is your loan?
We got it approved for 280, so we're looking for a single family or for a townhome.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
We'll find something. There's a lot of really great things on the market, and you know, I am an optimistic person, and I know that the right thing is going to come on the market for us at the right time.
I was going to say you seem very bubbly and optimistic. So
you'll make it happen.
Put this on your vision board.
So I got to tell you,
I have a vision board. Yes.
What else is on the vision board?
Yeah.
You know, my husband and I, we try and take vacations, you know, so we want to try and go. I'm a beach person. We've got a husky. So, you know, we're looking for anywhere with a roof and a yard. We've just really been trying to manifest this house, you know. And
Hold on a second.
There was kids. Like I said, I'm a preschool teacher.
Hold on just a second. So there was a story that I was telling Jeremy about a few days ago that this guy, it was in England, but they're having the same issue with, you know, people scrambling to find homes. And he had something like 4 or 5 offers for his home that he was selling that were all like $100,000 over the asking price. He turned them all down to go with a young couple that was in the market trying to buy their first home. And he sold it to them at the asking price. So he gave up an extra $100,000 to help a young couple get in at the asking price. So maybe
you need that
you'll
guy.
Find somebody just like that, Shelby.
Or not.
Or not.
Because, I mean, who's going to turn down an extra $100,000?
I was trying to be as optimistic as Shelby.
I think at the time when Dom told that story, I said, that guy's an idiot.
Yeah, that's what you did say. Listen, we got to run, but we want to tell you.
We'll get it through.
We really hope you get something, though.
We want to thank you for listening and calling, and we want to congratulate you on getting your getting approved for the loan.
Yep.
And good luck to you, okay?
Awesome, of course. Thank you. Yeah, I've been listening to you guys since I was in middle school. Every single day.
How old are you now?
We are 23.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Shelby. We appreciate
you. Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.
What a ray of sunshine.
This is great. We're going to try squeezing one more. Trevor, I hate to tell you this, but we've got to make it really fast. What's on your mind today, buddy?
All right, guys. I got a thing. Bananas. Why do they grow the way they do?
Okay, hold on. Don't go
Trevor,
away.
Trevor, what? Why do they grow the way they do?
I'm going to leave that one right there.
He wins, right? He wins.
Yeah. Jeremy and I have to put our heads together to come up with the winner for the Jonas Brothers concert tickets. Who will it be?
Yep.
Will it be Banana Boy or will it be one of the other callers?
Thank you, everybody that called in, though. You're great.
That was fantastic.
Very bubbly.